You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Purdue Pharma, the maker of a painkiller that helped drive the opioid epidemic, has an offer to settle thousands of lawsuits brought by states and others. It's an ongoing negotiation. Marketplace's Nova Safo is following this. I remember, Nova, covering a Purdue settlement back in 2019.
That's right. We did have a proposed settlement back then, David, which Purdue valued at about $10 billion. But a lot of state attorneys general balked. They've been negotiating to up the amount the Sackler family, which owns Purdue Pharma, has to pay. Now, the family has made billions of dollars from the sale of OxyContin. Forbes put their worth at about $11 billion in total. Now, they dispute that number. So in the latest formal offer from Purdue filed in bankruptcy court, the Sacklers would contribute more than $4 billion over a decade. That's up from a guaranteed $3 billion in the previous plan. So there is a concession there.
The total in this offer is also about $10 billion. Where does the rest come from?
It is about $10 billion. That would be Purdue's future sales and insurance claims that'll make up the rest. The Sacklers would give up ownership and Purdue will be restructured. And here's a new part of this, David. There would be trusts set up to disperse money to governments, which would be spending that money to fight the opioid addiction epidemic. Individual victims will get some money too, ranging from $3,500 to about $48,000.
But this deal is not done.
Not done. A judge has to approve, and a number of attorneys general say they're still not happy, so more negotiations ahead.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.